Welcome to this shifting moment. For the next little while, we want to focus on the readings and responses. These readings come from Richard's vast library of thought leaders, teachers, and spiritual guides. And after the reading, we offer up a response. A response that's designed to garner a response in your own heart. It's designed to help you wake up, help you through your afternoon, or help you wind down at the end of the day. Welcome to this shifting moment. We hope it helps.
Mary O'Malley, we make a difference. One of the most important things to know is that we make a difference. Our experiences, our thoughts, our feelings are not separate, isolated events. The task for each one of us as individual parts of the planet is to show up for our own lives. The journey up the mountain reminds us that the path is beneath our feet. The destination is this moment with all the joys and sorrows inherent in it. We don't need to figure it out and try to find the part that we are here to play. It will reveal itself as we pay attention. Showing up for life happens in the willingness to pay attention to the living moment. It happens in the commitment to sit quietly every day and invite our restless mind out of becoming and into paying attention to what is. It happens in the willingness to ground in the actual experience of our daily lives, using our senses to make contact. Showing up for life happens in the ability to notice that there is an ongoing conversation that pulls us back into a dream about life, a dream that is filled with wanting, fearing, and struggle. It happens in the courage to realize this conversation is not who you are. To be able to relate to this conversation rather than being pushed or pulled by it all day long, opens up the possibility of making direct, immediate contact with life. This not only allows access to an intelligence that is beyond the ordinary mind's perception, an intelligence that holds the answers to all the challenges that we are now facing, but also illuminates whatever is paying attention to, weaving it back into the fabric of the whole. Showing up for life happens in the journey back to our own hearts. There is no one on the planet more deserving of mercy than we are. And yet, like most people, we compare ourselves over and over to the mythical idea of perfection and usually find ourselves coming up short. Because vast regions of ourselves are deemed unacceptable, we live in war. Never accepting ourselves or the fullness of who we are. And because we live in war inside of ourselves, the planet lives in war. To belong to life means that even though we have been living in the land of contraction and separation, we deeply, intimately belong to the process. But to belong to our own lives means that even though we may have lost trust in the journey that we are on, it is a trustable one. It's not always easy, but it is always for us. As we begin to show up, we begin to trust the activity of loving life. As we begin to trust, we learn to know the activity of loving life. As we begin to know, we become the activity of loving life.
think today we should really focus on what it means to trust the activity of loving life. I think the author's whole buildup in that reading really rests on how difficult it is for us to believe that we make a difference, to believe that our lives have purpose, to believe that we are worthy of mercy, like she talked about. We're worthy of all those things. And we're worthy of the activity of loving life. I think the beginning process of that beginning to trust, is just moving ever so slightly, just the same as viewing our lives as something that really matters. One of my favorite authors is a guy named Buckminster Fuller. And with a name like Buckminster Fuller, how could you go wrong? A lot of people called him Bucky, and on his tombstone, it actually says, "Bucky, call me the trim tab." And that might seem like just about as much nonsense as his name, Buckminster Fuller, but what it means is a trim tab is this tiny little piece of metal that's connected to a massive rudder on an even more massive ship. And what the trim tab does is it just moves ever so slightly and ever so smallly, but what that does is creates momentum for the rudder to shift and creates momentum for the entire ship to shift. Without the tiny trim tab, there is no movement of the giant ship. What Buckminster Fuller was talking about is being that tiny shift in everything that he did, being the tiny shift that moves the entire ship. I think that's what trusting this activity of loving life is like. It's like taking that tiny trim tab shift, and then that moves something bigger in ourselves, and then ultimately moves the whole ship. But it just starts with that first movement, that slight shift. And that's what we can do today.